Hello and welcome to The Short Squeeze, a podcast about what's happening in financial markets in the coming week. I'm Lucy Battersby, editor of Markets Live, a daily live blog on the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age websites. In one of the most turbulent periods of stock market history, this week we'll discuss volatility and market liquidity. We'll discuss how governments are responding to the coronavirus, including emergency rate cuts, why gold prices are falling, and what central banks might do in response this week. Today, I'm joined by IG Markets analyst Kyle Rodder. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Lucy.
It's kind of hard to know where to start, so we're going to try and keep it contained.
Yeah, I'll do my
best. The markets are getting rockier and rockier, and trading ranges are absolutely blowing out. So volatility, usually it's something to take advantage of, but the tables are turning a bit. You can't really take advantage of it anymore.
It's incredibly high, perhaps uncomfortably high, and the big concern and cause behind this is market liquidity. It's drying up a little bit, and from a bigger picture, investors are looking to find cash wherever they can. And that's when things get really quite hairy. So it's gone from a very volatile environment to quite a just outright fear-driven environment.
And people are starting to get volatility fatigue. And usually in the newspaper, we're told if something moves by 2-3%, you know, yell out, that's a big move. But we're getting that's every day. You've got Cochlear moving 21%.
Yeah, well, you have to, the ASX 200, at work when we price these things, you see a 60-point move in the ASX 300, you go, oh, that's been a pretty good day. You might have made a bit of money off that, blah, 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 blah. We had a 15% rally off the lows on Friday. It's ludicrous. And it does get to a tipping point where this means that markets are just not working efficiently anymore. And I think that's what everyone's worried about.
And the usual, what you know is going to happen, if A happens, that B is going to happen, that's breaking down. So
correlations are out the window.
Yep.
Yeah.
There are starting to be a little sign of problems in the derivatives market. There's a product known as an auto-callable, which is very popular in South Korea, and it aims to make profit out of volatility. But as the market is jumping around, it's triggering the put and call options, and that means that the institutions that sell the auto-callable have to cover their side of the bargain, which leads to more volatility. And so that's one reason why you get these huge downs and then you get these huge ups. And I'm definitely going to be looking into that this week.
Yeah, absolutely. In the same vein for me, I'm just looking at spreads in short-term funding markets because they've blown out to as high as they've been since the global financial crisis. Everyone wants money and they can't find it.
Yeah.
So it's scary.
I was talking to Trevor Easterbrook from Levitas Capital and he said volatility is still priced as if there's a V-shaped recovery is coming, but he's saying realistically we're looking more at a U or a W.
Right.
Great. So
if that's our most optimistic outcome.
Yep. Well, we'll brace ourselves for the rest of the week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so let's have a look at how governments are going to fix this because let's face it, there's no market solution to a global health crisis. We saw an emergency meeting from Canada on Friday, but then we've seen even more drastic action from the US Federal Reserve.
Yes, so they cut their federal funds rate effectively to 0% and have announced a new quantitative easing program. So $500 billion worth of government bonds and $200 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities. So we're back in a QE era again.
And so what's this trying to do? Just trying to stop markets? Have we moved into the credit crisis that we saw in 2008?
Not yet at 2008 levels, but the echoes of 2008 can be heard in the policy responses here. So like we were talking about with liquidity, the combination of effectively a cash flow crisis for business across the globe as, the economy stalls, as well as what happened with oil markets and the risks there posed by a very, very low oil price and how that all affects US shale, all means that the risk of a credit crunch last week became uncomfortably high. That was the underlying factor of all the sell-off. It was more than about economic fundamentals. It was about the risk of a financial collapse. And so central bankers are just basically pumping money into the system to ensure that the risks of that are mitigated as much as possible.
Yep. I just want to go through a little of the moves that some governments have done to try and stop the spread.
Sure.
In particular in Europe, Spain's declared a 15-day lockdown. Austria has banned public gatherings of more than five people.
Okay.
So you can't stop if you see your friends having coffee.
Or take your family out.
Well,
at once,
they've even
possibly
closed the restaurants. So yes. They're denying entry to flights from the UK, Netherlands, Russia and the Ukraine. And they've suspended all air and train traffic from the neighbouring countries. And Austrians are being told to come home while they still can.
Right.
The European Commission's offered a bit of financial flexibility. You know how in the European Commission, countries are very strict about what they, how much they can spend. And
yeah,
I think they're also going to be allowed to do their own interest rates for a little while. In Israel, they've shut schools and universities, and they're going to treat mild cases in hotels instead of hospitals.
Mm.
In the Middle East, Jordan's banning all flights from Tuesday and will shut down all tourist attractions.
Mm.
And that's basically their main source of income is tourism.
Yeah.
And mosques and churches are closed. So there's huge social disruption.
Coming to a country near you.
One thing that the Australian government might do is, I know from my experience in the public service, they often follow the United Kingdom.
Right.
The United Kingdom has just declared that people over 70 will have to stop socialising, including the Queen and Prince Philip. So if I were an Australian over 70, or if I know Australians over 70, or I live near them, I would start to reach out and make contact and just make sure that you can help them if they go into lockdown.
IG is a world-leading online trading provider, giving traders access to over 16,000 global financial markets on our award-winning platforms. With over 45 years of experience, you can trade with confidence when with IG. Visit ig.com.au for more information. All trading involves risks. Issued by IG Markets Limited, AFSL 220440.
Welcome back. And today we're going to talk a little about what's on our radar. I'm having a look at why the gold prices are falling. Traditionally, gold is seen as a safe haven or something you put aside for a rainy day. And I guess it's raining, because one of the reasons the gold price is going down is because hedge funds are having to liquidate their gold positions to cover their margin calls. And so if their equities have sold off and they need money, they'll start selling the heavy metal. And we've seen gold, it peaked a couple of times over US $1,600 an ounce.
$1,690, I think it got us close to, yeah, a little bit above.
And then it dropped over $100 late last week.
Yeah, yeah. Cash is king in this environment. Same thing happened after the global financial crisis, where you sell anything that you can. You don't, you know, and at what level, whatever level that you can. So gold's a traditional safe haven. I always feel rather confident that it comes out a little stronger in these situations in the long run. But when everyone wants to scramble for cash, you sell everything and gold is still included in everything.
So are we going to end up with a lot of people holding cash positions?
Well, I mean, this is a fundamental issue with a liquidity crisis, is where everyone sells everything just to park themselves in cash and they don't want to extend cash to one another. So while there's the concern of a potential credit event in financial markets, and if policymakers, particularly central bankers, can't effectively get the situation under control, you'll see a hoarding of cash, likely US dollars. That's why the US dollar spiked last week. Everyone goes for the ultimate safe haven, which is king dollar.
So that's why we need more cash in the system.
That's why they're pumping money into the economy right now, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with stimulating fundamental growth. It's about making sure the system doesn't fall over.
All right. And Kyle, what could possibly be on your radar this week?
Well, I think for me now it turns to the RBA and how they're going to respond to things, considering that the Fed's cut rates to zero and announced a new QE program. The RBNZ has done the same thing. Markets are pricing in that there'll be a cut now before the next RBA meeting, which is, of course, the first Tuesday of the next month.
And could they hold an emergency meeting? Because the Canadian rates were cut during an emergency meeting on Friday.
Yeah, that's what I'll be looking out for this week, that the RBA cuts to their effective lower bound at 0.25%, so that's only 25 basis points, but then probably flags a QE program.
And is it going to be, they were talking last week about, what was it, the yield curve?
Yield curve control, yeah.
Yep.
So they'll sort of jawbone the yield curve to make sure that long-term rates are also low, to make sure that, in particular, I mean, if you're talking about, you know, mum and dad types of people, it's long-term rates remain low. So that's mostly mortgage rates. We actually saw US mortgage rates blow out last week because of credit risk. So another reason why central banks want to ease, so Main Street can also enjoy the benefit of rate cuts.
There's a lot of talk about curves at the moment, so I hope everyone's up on their statistics.
Yeah.
Well, that's all from us this week. This has been The Short Squeeze, a podcast produced by The Age and Sydney Morning Herald in conjunction with IG Markets. You can follow daily stock market action on our Markets Live blog. Feel free to subscribe to this podcast via your favourite podcast platform, and you can catch us again next week.